Welcome to the Tennis Betting Podcast. Day, whatever it is, the day between the semifinal and the final. You can follow me on Twitter at Tennis Wagering. I'm trying to step up my game, so to speak, on Twitter. Okay, so Isner versus Anderson was a massive match, massive blockbuster. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I hate people who say, hey, you know, we want to see Rafa and Djokovic. You're just being ignorant. Yes, the game, the match did drag a bit in the fifth set, but I enjoyed it so much. The quick strike tennis, the topsy turvy, the, you know, you never know who's going to win. It just, all of the skills were on display. The first four sets, I understand if the fifth set, you know, you kind of get a bit tired of that whole thing, but it was a fantastic match up until the fifth set when it kind of dragged a bit. But, I mean, well-deserved by Anderson. Like I said, like I was saying on Twitter, I was on Isner until, you know, maybe midway through the fifth set. Isner did have the advantage returning. He was a better returner. He was better in the neutral points. Anderson was better at the lightning fast points. But after a while, you know, like my tweet said, Isner serving first in the fifth, that's checkmark. Isner having a bad record in the fifth, that goes against him. But Isner having that long experience, that was a checkmark. But eventually, you know, I had to say, and anybody knows, you know, that this is why live betting is important, by the way, extremely important, because it allows you to get out of these situations. And I know that Americans don't have the best outlets when it comes to that, but really, you know, you should really get that. So of course I'm still counting that as a loss on my record, but I, like I said, you know, you have to be halfway crazy to be on Isner, you know, past like 10-10 or 15-15 over the fifth set. I mean, Isner's experience counted for a whole lot. He got out of so many love 30 holes that it was just incredible, his mental toughness. But then, you know, your legs wear out on you, and Isner, more than anybody else, just, you know, the chance of him breaking, smaller. So, of course, I'm still counting it as a loss. I mean, I made the pick. But realistically, you know, you should know when to kind of get out of that. I know some traders, you know, on Twitter, on tennis and everything are very annoying with that. You know, oh, well, you know, I'm still counting this as a win because, you know, you should have traded out and it was a good position. No, no, I'm taking that loss on the record, whatever. So that was very good. However, this is where it leaves us. There are some lines out there that have the Djokovic, Nadal, Anderson, Wimbledon win odds. So, for example, on one of these books right now, after the third set of Djokovic, Nadal, which is now suspended, they have Djokovic minus 153 to win Wimbledon, Nadal plus 320, and Anderson plus 455. Now, if you followed my instruction or my thoughts, I don't care. I mean, well, I mean, if you don't, I understand this is still a new thing. Well, no, I haven't been. I'm not definitely not new to it. But as far as putting my communications out on this medium, as Nadal says, you know, I said Djokovic at plus, what was it, like plus 550 or 515, something like that. I don't know. I have the ticket around there somewhere. It is brilliant value because I thought that even with Federer in, he would win. But Djokovic, minus 153. To win Wimbledon is, you know, it looks very good to me. Djokovic kind of dominated Nadal that first set. And like I tweeted out during right before Djokovic broke, like, get on Djokovic now. This is his time. Now. Because he was threatening Nadal every service game. But, of course, I underestimated Nadal. You never do that, but you still do it sometimes. Nadal that's why he is who he is. He just hung in there and eventually broke Djokovic, got broken back, then broke Djokovic again, and then held this time. And he evened up the match, and then he just got better as the time went on. So I guess they got into a very good rhythm to, you know, to play a good tennis match. However, hearing Brad Gilbert on ESPN after the conclusion of the third set tiebreaker, I agree. Both guys are going to think that the stoppage is to their advantage. Nadal thinks, you know, good, I have time to recover, I have time to regroup, I have time to look at tactics and that kind of thing. And Djokovic thinks, well, good, if I lose that fourth set against Nadal, Nadal is in a way better physical, you know, shape than Djokovic. So that fifth set would have, you know, slanted Nadal's way. Usually, of course, you wouldn't say that, but because Djokovic is coming back from injury, you never know. You know, he hasn't played a four-hour match, five-hour match. You never know how he might hold up. So he basically guarantees that tomorrow it's only going to be, you know, maybe an hour or two at most. So that's good for Djokovic, of course. So Djokovic minus 153. Even if I'm on Djokovic at plus 550, I have to look that up again. Djokovic minus 153 looks great because, you know, Nadal really needs to be 100% to beat Djokovic. Anything less than 100%, and you saw what happened in the first 1.5 sets. Djokovic just kind of let him in it. Of course, that frustration. But Anderson, I don't think he has much of a shot, unfortunately. I would love Anderson to win, even if that makes me lose, if it makes everybody lose. I would love Anderson to win, just as a fan of the game. You know, there's more to life than, you know, some money on some match. I would love if Anderson won. I would be rooting for Anderson. But I don't think he has the legs. He started to look tired himself towards the end. It's just that that Isner was in much worse shape. I thought that Anderson faltering would, you know, give Isner some hope and have him push on, but it just didn't happen like that. So Anderson, it's going to be like a U.S. Open 2017, except it's going to start on the third set. You know, Anderson gave Nadal all he had, and then Nadal just ran away with it. But you know, this time Anderson already starts with a 50%, you know, gas tank. His serve might keep him in it for a set or two, but after that, it's pretty much over. Of course, grass gives him the best chance to actually make his game, you know, last longer. But I don't think that's going to happen, especially if Nadal or Djokovic just get a little, you know, some balls in play. Make him play. You know, make him play. Make him hit more balls than he's used to. Even if you lose the points, just, you know, wear him out slowly. It's a pretty easy strategy. That's why I think the winner of Djokovic and Nadal will win pretty easily. So Djokovic minus 153, like live, in between the Djokovic and Nadal match is, you know, is great for me. I think that's a very good one. I think Djokovic will finish him off in four, to be honest. He's going to be fresher. He's going to be fresh. He's going to be... you know, I think he has a higher baseline level than Nadal does, as evidenced today. All right, so 0-1, I guess, today because of Isner, but a hell of a match. Very much enjoyed it. Completely different to, like, you know, to the second match. And of course, I will be on the men's doubles championship match: Brian Sock versus Klassen and Venus. Brian and Sock they've diminished about 20 points. You know, I think they went from like minus 145 or minus 150 down to minus 130. No fear. Of course, Klassen and Venus are established doubles players. They know each other well, being on the tour for so long. Brian Sock is pretty much a brand new pairing because of injury. But that doesn't mean that they still don't have a good communication. They still don't have good communication within each other. I really like the Brian Sock dynamic. Obviously, Mike's serve is way weaker than Jack's. I think that, you know, if there's any vulnerability, it's right there. But I think every one of those teams needs a lot of adversity to eventually win. You know, there has to be some kind of weird low point before moving on. And I think that Brian and Sock's match against Ingelat and Skugor was very important. It really looked like it could slip from them being from two sets up. It really looked like it could slip, and they ended up winning. I think this will give them more confidence to continue. And, you know, Klassen and Venus are all right, but I don't think they have either the intelligence of Mike or the just the overall skill of Jack. I really don't think so. It could be a long one. You know, they like to win their set 7-6, you know, but... I think this kind of makeshift lineup of what I'm seeing, it's going to be pretty good. I mean, and that's Samaro as well, isn't it? So that's going to be a pretty good lineup. You know, Novak, Nadal, then Serena, Kerber, and then the men's doubles. That's going to be a good day tomorrow. All right, so see you around. I'm going to add that. You can look at my TipsterTube, tipstertube.com/profile/tenniswagering to look at this to look at my record so far. You know, I mix it up. I don't just do one unit. I mix it up, you know, depending on strength of conviction on plays, which I would say, you know, I'm going to try to do that. I think I'm going to continue this little experiment. I'm going to try to do that in the future, is just continue with the experiments, you know, maybe do Newport. To be honest, the American hard courts are my favorite season, so look out. Everybody, I'm gonna make a big push, and on top of that, I'm gonna try to vary plays. I'm gonna try to hit more underdogs, that kind of thing. But overall, it's been a pretty good couple of weeks. So pending right now is Djokovic win against Nadal at like -110, I think it was. Then I'm taking a little bit more on Djokovic to win Wimbledon at -153. And on top of that, I have just a small on Brian and Sock to win the doubles. All right, so follow me on Twitter at TennisWagering. And I guess we'll see you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.